We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, I got a list of the eight biggest spreads in NFL history.
Good. And educate me.
The Chiefs, if they hang in there as far as the betting window is concerned, will be one of the eight. I'm not sure what it is right this second, but it opened 21.5, Chiefs over the Jets. The eighth biggest spread was 21. That's all the way back in 1976, the Sad Sack Buccaneers of 1976 under first-year head coach John McKay were 21-point dogs against the Patriots. The 2007 Patriots were 22-point favorites against the Dolphins. The 77 Buccaneers were 23-point dogs against the Cowboys.
Damn.
A replacement player game was the fifth highest spread. That was Niners, who had Joe Montgomery Rice cross the picket line playing a bunch of replacement players for the Falcons in 87. That was 24. The 49ers were 24, let's see here. Yeah, 24-point favorites against the Bengals in 93. And then the 07 Patriots again were 25-point favorites over the Eagles. And then we go back to 76, and the Buccaneers were 27-point dogs to the Steelers. And your Broncos in 2013, averaging 46 points a game to the Jaguars 10, were 28-point favorites against the Jags. That's the biggest in football history. And you know what seven of the eight have in common? Dogs covered. In 1976, the Buccaneers, as 27-point underdogs to the Steelers, did not cover. Tampa was 0-11. Pittsburgh needed to win to clinch a playoff berth, and they held the Buccaneers to 85 total yards. 42-0 was the final. That's the only one of those eight that I just told you that the dogs didn't cover.
Isn't that interesting?
So
but not surprising.
Now, surprising. The question becomes, yeah, that's a lot in the NFL. The NFL guys get paid to try, too. And it was interesting to see that in 1987 that the Falcons, using replacement players against the 49ers, Montana, Rice and Company, less than 10,000 people showed up in Atlanta for obvious, you know, understandable reasons. Final score is 25-17. Falcons replacement players covered against the 49ers. And so I guess it'll remain to be seen. We got the whole week to chew on it. Are we going to go against history and pick the Chiefs to cover 21, 22, or whatever the final line's going to be against the winless New York Jets, who only scored 10 points this last week? So there's a little bit of ammunition for you if you want to either buck the trend or go with the dogs whenever they're a 21 to 28 point underdog like those previous eight. Only one huge favorite ever covered. So there you go. This is it's rare but not unprecedented, and I doubt the line will get up to 28 and approach the Broncos-Jags spread of 2013.
Hmm.
So there you go. There you have that. Got any good news, bad news candidates? Odell Beckham Jr. tore his ACL in that Browns-Bengals back-and-forth game. That was such a thriller. Let's see. Any other?
I thought Kansas's inability to even be a part of this game on Saturday was really bad news.
That was bad news. You know,
that was really bad news.
I didn't see a snap where the offensive line for Kansas was able to at least give Jalen Daniels. Yeah, admittedly, I gave up on it in the third quarter. But when it mattered, their running backs or Jalen Daniels were running for their lives. I mean, it would be discrediting sieves to call the KU offensive line a sieve. I mean,
wow. But
it
you're
was
right.
Bad. Anybody and that watched it, I mean, it was a looked like a busted play every play.
And I'm sitting there watching this kid who I think has a chance to be a nice quarterback. I really do. I think he has a chance. And I'm watching him just getting beaten.
Yeah.
On a few occasions and thinking, is this really what we want? Having him come right off of 3 weeks or whatever it was of inactivity, and because I'm looking at a game where his the likelihood that he could be injured again is fairly high.
He couldn't even get his third step and plant his foot before he had to take off.
No, he couldn't even get in position to throw.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sad, honestly.
And then when they're trying to kick it away, I mean, they can't go, they can't cover. It was inept. Just inept. And it's not like Howard is a high-powered quarterback at this particular point for Kansas State. Now, maybe he develops into a player that they can utilize down the road. We'll have to wait and see. They got Jake Rubley coming in next year. As of right now, I don't know what the deal with Skylar Thompson is coming back potentially. But it's not like Kansas State throws the ball down the field and stretches the field. They just run it at you.
Well, it was really hard to get a gauge on Kansas State Saturday. And KU had everything to do with that, and that's not a compliment.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It would be hard to evaluate Kansas State on that game on Saturday.
Right.
Because it was such a scrimmage. I mean, and I suppose, you know, the reps that Howard got are just as valuable as the reps that Jalen Daniels got, although
– Yeah, I suppose so. Right.
You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Young quarterbacks just getting reps, getting experience. And in Howard's case, it's just kind of guiding the ship. You know, they're kind of cruising along after that first loss against Arkansas State. And, you know, Skylar Thompson out for the season. So it's, I guess it's his, you know, he's got the keys to the car. But you play a game like you did against KU, you only need about two pages of the playbook. That's it. And how many non-offensive touchdowns did they have? Two, three?
Well, they beat them on special teams.
Might have had three. Yeah, two punt returns.
Yeah.
Did they? Anyway. Yeah, that was bad news. That's a good call. I had blocked that from my memory from 48 hours ago.
But... Well, and understandably so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, go build it, I guess. I just don't see – You've got a nice quarterback. You've got, and you know what? He's not even a nice quarterback yet. He's got some physical skills that make him intriguing with his potential. Is that a fair thing to say?
And he showed me some toughness.
Because he's a tough kid.
He wasn't sliding by the first down marker. There were a couple of escapes in the first half that I was like, oh, my God, that's at least something. You know, he showed an escapability, and God knows he needed it. So, you just hope that his self-preservation skills get a little better because, look, man, you might want to slide. You might want to run out of bounds. I know, you know,
sure.
The competitive part of you wants to get the first down, but and who knows where this season will take Kansas, but that was definitely not a good look on Saturday. Not at all.
I thought Justin Herbert was very good news over the weekend. If you are a Justin Herbert fan, B, a Chargers fan, whatever.
How about Rookie of the Year voting between him and Joe Burrow,
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yep.
I mean, you talk about two guys that are all of a sudden really producing at a high level. He was impressive. That game was nip and tuck. They scored the last 17 points unanswered. But, I mean, that game was basically tied up into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So you talk about a dog of a game, Jacksonville and the Chargers ended up being a really pretty good game to watch down the stretch.
Yeah.
And Justin Herbert was one of the reasons. He was fantastic. Fantastic.
And I'll say it again. It took a doctor puncturing Tyrod Taylor's lung.
That's where we are, man.
For us to see Justin
Herbert. You're right. Yep.
But he showed, starting with the Chiefs game, where he found out literally at game time that, hey, you're in there. And he went from there to he's been a 300-yard passing machine, too.
He's got a big-time arm. Just a big-time arm. And he's learning quickly on the run. I like him a lot. I do.
With not much of a running game.
Austin
Eckler's hurt, and Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly are just kind of okay. And he's like, nah, I got this. I'll run when we need to, and I'll throw for 300 yards, and I'll make good decisions.
Well, Keenan Allen's got to love him, right?
Keenan Allen gets open all the time.
Keenan Allen has been reborn with this kid. So, pretty impressive.
All right, there you go.
Let's get to
OTD. There's some good news, bad news.
Coming up next. Yep, it's coming up next. It's OTD. It's Superior Rents, and they bring it to you this day on sports history. We're headed towards Halloween. It's October 26th. Back in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.